Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Time is tools for today's challenges. Now, I'm talking to you today about something we all struggle with living in the now. We spend so much time dwelling on the past or worrying about the future that we miss out on the richness of this very moment. Ever feel like you're stuck on autopilot, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and realize an hour has vanished? We get caught up in these endless loops of what-ifs and should-haves and forget to actually enjoy the ride. But here's the thing. The present moment is all we truly have. It's the only place where life really happens, where experiences are made, and where growth occurs. So how do we learn to embrace it? Let's break down some key takeaways that can help you shift your mindset and start living more fully in the now. First off, recognize that dwelling on the past is like trying to catch smoke. It's gone, right? You can't change it. What you can do is learn from it. Analyze what went well, what could have been better, and use those insights to guide your decisions moving forward. Think of it as a compass, not a map. It points you in the right direction, but doesn't dictate every single step of your journey. Next up, stop catastrophizing about the future. I know, easier said than done, right? But constantly worrying about things that haven't even happened yet is like carrying around an extra backpack full of unnecessary weight. Instead, focus on what you can control: your actions, your attitude, and your responses to situations. Remember, you're not powerless in the face of uncertainty. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. This isn't some mystical practice reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, and truly listen to the sounds around you. You can even incorporate this into everyday activities like eating or walking. Just be fully present in that experience. Another powerful tool is gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These little moments add up and create a sense of contentment that's far more fulfilling than chasing fleeting pleasures. Lastly, remember that growth is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, successes and setbacks. But by embracing the present moment, learning from your experiences, and cultivating gratitude, you'll build resilience and move closer to becoming your best self. Think about that last stressful interaction you had. Maybe with a coworker or even a friend. You probably replayed it in your head, analyzing every word and gesture, right? That's dwelling on the past, letting those negative emotions linger. But imagine if instead of getting stuck there, you could simply acknowledge the situation, learn from it, and then let it go. Now think about that upcoming presentation you're dreading. Instead of spiraling into anxiety about what might go wrong, focus on what you can control. Your preparation, your delivery, and your attitude. Channel those nerves into energy. Use it to power through. You got this. So there you have it, 5 powerful tools to help you embrace the present moment and unlock your full potential. It's not always easy, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Remember, life isn't about racing to the finish line, it's about savoring every step of the journey. Want to dig deeper into this? I encourage you to share your thoughts on this episode. What resonates with you most? What challenges do you face in living in the present moment? Drop a comment on our social media pages and let's keep the conversation going. And if you found this helpful, spread the word by sharing it with a friend who could use some Stoic wisdom in their life. Until next time, stay present, stay grounded, and keep chasing your goals one mindful step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.